you're ready to take your leadership to the next level, you've come to the right place. Welcome to Upsize Your Leadership, the podcast about tapping your full potential as a leader. Your host and guide is Dr. Mike Armour. Dr. Mike has personally coached over 600 executives and managers, many of them at the top of America's largest corporations. If it's time to upsize your leadership, here's the man to show you how, Dr. Mike Armour.
Hello, everyone. Thanks for joining us on Upsize Your Leadership, the podcast about enhancing your impact as a leader wherever you lead, whatever your role. I'm glad that you're part of today's conversation. When it comes to the subject of leadership, there are dozens of podcasts to choose from. I feel especially honored, therefore, that you would take the time to check out Upsize Your Leadership. I would be doubly honored if you were to become a regular listener and a subscriber. Let me also say that this episode will be somewhat shorter than most. It has two basic aims, and I plan to cover them in no more than 9 or 10 minutes. One goal is to encourage you to intensify your passion for leadership. And to that end, I want to share the story of my own passion for leadership and how it developed and how that passion led to this podcast. Second, I want to give you a foretaste of what lies ahead when you become a regular listener. My goal for this podcast is for it to be a valued source of enlightenment, encouragement, and enrichment as you upsize your leadership. Since most listeners won't know me personally at this point, allow me a moment to introduce myself. I hope that this little biographical foray won't come across as self-serving or some kind of ego trip. But if you're going to understand my passion for leadership, you need to understand the profound and telling difference that being a leader has made in my life. I can't remember a time in my adult years when I was not in a leadership position, and that dates all the way back to my college days. Later, in my early 30s, I began a private school, which is still highly successful and vibrant these many decades later. By my mid-30s, I was a university dean, and at 37, I became a college president. In parallel, I was pursuing a career as a naval intelligence officer, either on active duty or in the Naval Reserve. I would eventually retire as a Navy captain with 35 years of service. In my civilian life, I alternated between stints in education and in faith-based organizations and nonprofits. Both in the Navy and in my civilian career, I specialized in turning around programs and organizations which were floundering, torn by conflict, or at risk of dying. I served on a variety of boards, chairing several of them, and for a number of years I was CEO of an international humanitarian organization active in some 20 countries. In all of these roles, one of my foremost priorities was to develop leaders at every level of the organization. In my 20s, I was already designing leadership training programs, and I've continued to train and mentor leaders ever since. In the late 1990s, however, I decided to start putting less emphasis on my own leadership and more emphasis on developing other leaders. In 2001, that led me to found Strategic Leadership Development International in Dallas. Since that time, my clients have ranged from mom-and-pop startups to Fortune 100 companies, and I've worked with leaders in almost every major industry in North America. This rich variety of life experiences has given me a trove of leadership insights, which I want to share through these podcasts. My target audience is anyone who is or who aspires to be a leader. As I said at the outset of this episode, Upsize Your Leadership aims to enhance your impact as a leader wherever you lead, whatever your role. And that word, impact, is an important one for me. You see, I grew up in a family which lived only slightly above the poverty line. In generations before me, only a handful had a high school education, and none had gone to college. In short, we were not a family which could have much impact on the community around us. We had neither the financial means, the business acumen, the political clout, nor the social status to do so. Early in high school, however, I began to be entrusted with leadership roles in student government, athletics, and extracurricular activities. What I quickly discovered was that as a leader, I could make a difference in the world around me, whether I had money or social prestige or not. My ideas and my energies could have impact, sometimes a pivotal impact. By the time I left high school, therefore, I had fallen in love with leadership, and I continued that love affair in college. In the years since, my enthusiasm for leadership has never waned. I've therefore decided to give the concluding chapters of my life to helping others discover the joy of making lasting impact by excelling as a leader. That was one reason for founding my leadership development firm in 2001. It was also the reason for beginning what was one of the earliest leadership newsletters on the web. And right now I have a half dozen projects in progress, all aimed at helping people rise to their full leadership potential. This podcast is one of those projects. I have been planning it for several years, but waiting for the moment when other commitments would allow me to take on its demanding production schedule. I plan for most episodes to be about 20 or 25 minutes long. I want each episode to be long enough to treat a topic thoroughly, but short enough that you can listen to the entire episode during a workout or your daily commute time. The format itself will vary. Many episodes will feature interviews with men and women who themselves have a proven track record of leadership. Other episodes, especially at the outset, will be monologues which provide an in-depth look at a single topic related to leadership success. Whatever the format, my goal with every episode is to take you one step closer to your full leadership potential. I want to make this podcast so useful that you will turn to it regularly to learn more about the art and craft of leadership. Beyond that, I want to see you become exemplary in your passion for leadership. The world has never had an oversupply of leaders, and it has certainly never had an oversupply of exceptional leaders. In the final years of your life, I want you to be able to look back with pride at the impact which your life has had because you were so masterful in practicing leadership. So, let's embark on that journey together, shall we? If you've not done so already, subscribe to Upsize Your Leadership so I can alert you whenever a new episode is available. And be sure to tell others about it. If you want to know more about me or my firm, check out my website at leaderperfect.com. There you will see the rich array of services which I offer to help individuals and organizations achieve their full leadership potential. I look forward to seeing you for every episode. In the meantime, find some way every day to upsize your leadership.